here's a story from The World.
Among the thousands of undocumented migrants and asylum seekers crossing the U.S.-Mexico border in recent weeks have been dozens of Roma people from Romania. U.S. Customs and Border Protection says the number of Roma detained at the southern border is at its highest level since 2007. So why are Roma migrants making the journey all the way to Mexico, then to the U.S. border? The World's Europe correspondent Orla Barry has our story.
When Christiana Grigori heard that scores of Roma are travelling thousands of miles from Eastern Europe to the U.S.-Mexico border, she wasn't surprised.
That shows just the extent of hard their lives is and the discrimination they face. And I mean, it's really in Europe, saying you're Roma is almost like saying you're a criminal. It's the greatest stigma you can possibly face.
Grigori knows all about that stigma. She's Roma herself, born in southern Romania. Today she's speaking to me from New York. And for her entire childhood, she kept her ethnic origins a secret, particularly at school.
My mom has fair skin, and that allowed me to pass. My dad has darker skin, but he never came to school to pick me up or to any meetings because he didn't want to bring any suspicions that we're Roma.
Grigori remembers one day when a boy in her class suggested she was Roma.
He had his suspicions that I'm Roma because my skin is darker than the average Romanian. And he asked one of our professors, and the professor said, I'm not Roma, although that particular professor never asked me, but she said that I'm not Roma to protect me.
Grigori says she pretended not to know what the boy was talking about. The Roma population is spread out across Europe, but Romania has one of the largest Roma communities, where they make up over 8% of the country's population. Jonathan Lee is with the European Roma Rights Centre. He says Romania is one of the worst countries in Europe to be Roma.
We're talking about completely segregated villages, often with no access to public supply water or electricity. I think the infant mortality rate is like 3 times higher than the rest of the population. And then on top of that, you have rampant discrimination from society, as well as this institutional racism from every single public authority. It's hard to describe how badly Roma are failed at every level by the state in Romania.
The number of Roma making the journey to the US from Europe is still small, particularly in comparison to those travelling from Central and South America. A little over 2,000 Roma have been detained by US border officials since the start of the year. In the month of May alone, Customs and Border Protection says it expelled migrants back across the border to Mexico 110,000 times. Lee says the United States appeals to many Roma in Europe because it's seen as a less racist place.
You can kind of pass under the radar a little bit more than you can in somewhere like Romania, which is really like a bi-ethnic state. You really stand out in most Eastern European countries in this way, and you can kind of live free from kind of day-to-day racism in places like the United States as a Romani person compared to what you would at home.
But the chances of being granted asylum in the US for Roma people are still small. Dana Buchan is originally from Romania. Today she works as an immigration attorney in Connecticut. Buchan has represented Roma families from Romania seeking asylum in the US. She says just describing the level of racism in her home country against Roma people isn't enough.
Yes, you are discriminated in Romania in general, but have there been any instances of discrimination against you and your family in particular? I could give you an example of what I did for a successful case. There was a case in which the person was beaten and ended up in the hospital, and there were hospital records to prove that the person was treated for severe beatings.
One of Buchan's main tasks now is trying to reunite Roma children with their parents after they were forcibly separated at the U.S.-Mexico border under the Trump administration's so-called zero-tolerance policy.
Apparently, there are 25 to 30 kids, mostly of Roma origin, Romanian citizens, who are in the United States without parents and have been without parents all this time, basically since 2018, when the zero tolerance policy went into effect.
Buchan says she understands the children are in foster care, but no one knows where their parents are. For those Roma who are granted asylum, Buchan says many try to hide their ethnic identity once they settle in the States. Christiana Grigori understands the sentiment all too well. When she first arrived in the US on a student exchange at the age of 22, She kept her ethnic origin a secret. But one day, an incident with a friend brought things to a head.
One of my close friends couldn't find a significant amount of money. And although he never accused me, I remember asking him to look in my bag, and basically he found the money. He just misplaced them in his office. And I remember sobbing and sobbing even more after he found the money. And my behavior was so strange. And why would you feel accused if nobody accused you? Well, because of all these internalized images and stereotypes about what Roma are like seen as.
It was after this that Grigori says she started to explore how she could embrace her cultural identity. Today, she runs the Roma Peoples Project at Columbia University. It aims to inform Americans about the history of Roma culture and to tackle the negative stereotypes that still exist. Grigori has a one-year-old son. He's half Roma, she tells me, and I don't want him to feel he has to hide who he really is. For The World, I'm Orla Barry. From PRX.